Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. So, here's a few questions for you. Do you know who your high school football stadium is named for? Or the gym? Or the school itself? Well, if not, don't worry, because today's author has the answers. He is Scott Hansen. After officiating high school football and baseball in Arizona for nearly 30 years, it occurred to Scott that there was a piece of Arizona history that was slipping away. The who and the why high schools, their football stadiums, baseball fields, and gymnasiums were named. In addition to his role officiating high school sports across the state, Scott is the president of HMA Public Relations, a 35-year-old marketing communications firm based in Phoenix. He's a former Arizona sport broadcaster and serves as the professional advisor for Northern Arizona University's Public Relations Student Society chapter. He sat on the board of directors for Junior Achievement of Arizona for nearly 10 years and served for more than a decade on the board for the Arthritis Foundation's Greater Southwest Chapter. He also served on the board for the NAU School of Communication and the Society of Professional Journalists Phoenix Chapter. And in 2012, he was both inducted into the Rocky Mountain Emmy Silver Circle Society for his dedication to the broadcast community in the region and honored with the Public Relations Society of America Phoenix Chapter's Percy Award for his dedication to the advancement of the public relations field across the state. Scott is an Arizona native, is an alumnus of Washington High School and Northern Arizona University, respectively. And I am just so impressed by his book idea and his work. So let's find out more. Welcome to the network, Scott.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so happy to be with you today.
I'm excited to have a fellow Arizonian on the air with me today. So let's just get right down to it. What in the world gave you the idea to write your first book titled Who is Jim, spelled G-Y-M?
Well, so I've been, as you mentioned, officiating high school football and baseball for the last 30 years. And I've been to virtually every high school in the state to officiate games. And about 5 or 6 years ago, my football crew and I showed up at a high school here in the Phoenix area called Cactus High School Friday night to ref their football game. And as we were walking into the locker room, we looked up on the stadium in the back of the stadium. It said M.L. Huber Stadium. And so we got into the locker room, and I asked the guy that took us in there, I said, hey, who's M.L. Huber? I'm just kind of curious. And he said, you know, I really have no idea. I said, oh, okay. Well, the next Friday night, we were at another high school here in the Phoenix area called Independence High School. And again, we're on our way into the locker room before the game, and I looked up at the stadium, and it said Tolmachov Stadium. And I asked the guy who was taking us in, I said, hey, Tolmachov Stadium. I said, who's Tolmachov? And he said, you know, I really have no idea. And I thought, wow, 2 weeks in a row, we're at a high school where the football stadium is named after somebody, and nobody knows who it is. So I started calling the schools after every Friday night to find out who their stadium was named after, and I'm not kidding you, Pat, it would take me sometimes 4, 5, 6 phone calls in before I could find anybody at the school who knew who their football stadiums were named after. So that rolled into the baseball season. Now I'm out umpiring a high school baseball game, and I'm at Maryvale High School, which is, again, another school here in the Phoenix area. And it's called Gil Trejo Field. And I had happened to see Mr. Trejo. He had been retired for a few years. He was kind of sitting behind the backstop watching the game, and I asked the catcher, I said, hey, this is Gil Trejo Field. I said, do you know who Mr. Trejo is? The kid looks up and he says, sir, I have no idea. And I said, well, that's Mr. Trejo sitting behind us over there, and the field's named after him. And he said, oh, okay. He didn't really seem to think much of it. Well, this continued to snowball, and then a few months later, I was at a client event for the Arizona Association for Economic Development, and our guest speaker was a man named Marshall Trimble, who is the Arizona State historian. And I told Marshall, I said, Marshall, I've kind of run across something I think you'd be interested in. And I told him what I was doing, that I was collecting these notes on these stadiums. And he said, Scott, you've got to come down to my office. So I went down to his office at Scottsdale Community College and sat there for, I'll bet I was there two and a half hours, where he convinced me that I had to write a book. And I said, Marshall, that's really not why I'm doing this. I'm just doing this because I love Arizona and I love Arizona high school sports. And he said, Scott, this is lost Arizona history. You owe it to the state to write a book. So that's how the first book came around.
He kind of guilted you into that one. Hey, you owe it to the state.
He did. And on top of that, so as we were sitting there, he said, well, Scott, if you agree to write the book, I'll write the foreword to the book.
Oh.
So Marshall wrote the foreword to my first book. I had it within a couple of weeks after our meeting, and then I really felt obligated that I had to write the book.
How long did that take?
Well, the first book took me about 4 years because I wasn't doing it full time, of course, and I was sort of doing it as just kind of a when I had time to do it, and it was quite a process too, Pat. I talked to athletic directors and librarians and historians all across the state, from the far reaches of Arizona, which is Fredonia, which is at the Utah-Arizona border, all the way down to Nogales, which is at the Arizona-Mexico border, all the way across the western side of Arizona, all along the Colorado River. There are a bunch of schools in that area, Parker and Lake Havasu City, and then all the way to the eastern part of the state, Thatcher and Safford and some of those towns, where I talked to the athletic directors, the librarians, the historians, the old-timers in those particular towns to find out about the who and the why of why their sports facilities in those towns were named after people.
Would you say the majority did not know and had to research?
I think there were a lot that did not know. Uh-huh. The majority, I would say yes. And part of that is that, you know, the administration at these high schools now, some of them are recent college graduates who don't know the history of their particular communities. But I'll tell you, some of the stories, Pat, are just absolutely fascinating that I found. And I think what I did find, too, is that in the rural communities, the small towns, there's still a much better sense of history there than what I found in the Phoenix and Tucson areas, some of the more urban schools.
Sure.
But, you know, some of the stories are fascinating. There are two Congressional Medal of Honor recipients who have schools named after them here, two United States senators, one U.S. Supreme Court justice. There are two slain police officers who have facilities named after them. And I can go on and on about some of these stories because to me they are absolutely fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. So how was that received when people were hearing about what kind of work you were doing? What was their comments to you?
Well, I tell you, it has been absolutely, when people go, why'd you write the book? I can go back to say it's because of the response I've gotten from people and the family members who are in there. This is a great story. It was two Christmas Eves ago. And I had gotten an email. A woman here in town had been at a Christmas party a couple of nights prior and saw my book on the coffee table at the house they were at. And she looked through it, and her dad was in there. And he has the football field at Phoenix College here named after him, where St. Mary's High School and Brophy Prep play their home football game. And so she looked through there, and she saw that her dad was in there and the picture of him in there. And so she reached out to me and said, you know, I'm leaving town tomorrow, but I saw this book, and I'd love to get a couple of copies to give my mom for Christmas. So I met her at my office. She bought a couple of books, and I didn't have any need to keep the photos that I had used for the book. And I said to her, I said, hey, you know, I don't really need this photo. And this was an old black-and-white photo from back in the 60s of her dad in his coaching uniform. And so I gave her the photo, and she just started bawling. And it was so emotional, and she told me that that was the two-year anniversary that her dad had passed away.
Oh.
And her mother, who was the widow of the man in the book, knitted me a little Christmas crochet gift.
Oh.
That I received in the mail a week or so later. So it's stories like that that I can go back and go, was this worth it? Was it worth 4 years of time to put this book together? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Wow, what a gift you gave others. And then to receive that in return, it kind of full circle.
You know what? It really does.
Yes.
It really does. And being a lover of Arizona history, it's been rewarding on many fronts.
No, oh, I can tell. I know that. Now, then you came up with another book called What's Your Number? So tell us a bit about how that one followed up the first book.
All right. So, well, after you publish a book, everybody starts asking you, what's your next
book? I know.
And I didn't really have a second book item. And so I was umpiring a baseball game at Paradise Valley High School. And I've been umpiring with my same partner, Stan the Man Hoover, for about 15-plus years. And I had the plate that day. And as soon as the national anthem was over, and we stand at attention till the last note plays, and he looked over at me and he said, hey, have a good game today, and by the way, I've got your next book. Now, we're getting ready for the first pitch of this high school baseball game. And I said, well, what is it? He said, look out there in right field. He said, see those retired numbers out there? I said, yeah, I see them. There were seven baseball uniforms hanging out there in the right field fence. He He said, that's your next book. Who are those guys, and why'd they retire their number?
Oh.
He pounded me on the chest and ran down to first base, and that was the start of What's Your Number, which is book number two. And I got to tell you, Pat, the stories in this one are just as fascinating. There are a lot of schools and districts in Arizona who do not retire numbers through their own policies or that type of thing. But even so, there are 71 high schools in Arizona who have retired numbers, and there are 186 individuals who've had their Arizona high school sports numbers retired here in the state.
What's the criteria for retiring a number?
Well, there are a lot of different criteria. There are some stories that I would say are tragic. You know, the high school athlete who died suddenly during his senior year, and the seniors or the class decided to retire his number or something along those lines. And those are heart-wrenching stories. But there are also some stories of some of the most unbelievable athletes that have ever come out of Arizona. People like Misty Hyman, who is the most prolific swimmer in Arizona history. She's a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She graduated from high school here in the Phoenix area. Or Channing Frye, who has played in the NBA. He graduated from St. Mary's High School here in the Phoenix area. Or here's one of my other favorite stories. Felipe Sparks, one of the best athletes to ever play in the Phoenix area, went to Maryvale High School. He was a high school All-American in three sports. He went on to play at Arizona State University and went on to play in the National Football League. His records are unbelievable. But one of the things that people find most interesting about him is his daughter is Jordan Sparks.
Okay, from American Idol, right?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And I have another story that I think is quite fascinating, too, and if I could share this. It's Lee Williams High School up in Kingman, Arizona, which is in the northwest part of the state. They do not issue the number 11, and they've not issued it in any sport because 11 represents the 11 volunteers and full-time firefighters, including their principal, Lee Williams, who lost their lives back in 1973 when they were fighting a propane tanker fire. The school's motto is, "We can, we will." And they spell Will, W-I-1-1.
Oh, my.
Stories like that, to me, just grab me. And I can't ever get those out of my mind because I think they're so powerful, particularly to the small communities like Kingman, Arizona, places where they've had that tragedy, but they've done what they can to honor those people.
And they're probably so excited that you share this in a book.
Well, they are, and I've heard similar to with the first book, Who is Jim, from What's Your Number? I've gotten emails and calls from a number of people who have been so thankful that the legacy of their loved one has been captured in a book, or memorialized, if you will. There was a lady in a small town here, Florence, Arizona, not too far from where your place is.
I know Florence, yeah.
Right, well, I love Florence, and Florence High School has one retired number, and the gentleman there, he grew up in Florence, he went to high school in Florence, he was a part of the community forever and ever. His widow still teaches at the high school, and when she got a copy of the book, she sent me the nicest note that said, thank you so much for honoring Eddie, and thank you so much for going to the far reaches of the small towns of Arizona to make your book complete. Mm-hmm. And so it was so rewarding to hear a story like that. And I've got others that are just the same.
Wow. Yeah, there's just so much human interest and human value to this job that you've done that, yeah, I'm excited to share this. I'd never heard of such a book before, and it makes me think that if you have some spare time, you could probably do this for every high school in the country.
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that, Pat, because I've had so many people say, oh, Scott, you should do this. You know, I live in Los Angeles, and I'd love to know what the names of my schools are. And I always go back and I go, well, you know, I've lived in Arizona my whole life. I'm 56 years old. And my first book took me 4 years, and I've lived here my whole life. If I were going to do another book that was along these same lines, I think I'd pick a place like Idaho or Utah, where they don't have very many schools, and the research wouldn't be nearly as tough to pull off. Because it has been fascinating to talk to the people in towns to find out some of this information. I have another quick little story here to tell you. I was talking in the very first book, and I was talking to the athletic director at the high school. It was a small town in the mining communities of Arizona in the eastern part of the state. And they didn't know who the gym was named after or why. They knew who it was. They didn't know why. And they said, well, you know, all the old-timers, they meet at a coffee shop every Monday morning at 9 o'clock. I think if you call the coffee shop, somebody there is going to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I called that coffee shop the next Monday and kind of explained to the to the coffee shop person, whoever had answered the phone, "Hey, my name's Scott. I'm writing this book about your community, and I understand that a lot of the old-timers are there for breakfast every Monday." Well, they're right here. They passed the phone around, and I talked to several of them to get the information for that particular entry in the book. So I really did try to uncover all the rocks of the state.
Unreal. How cool would it have been if you didn't have to work, have a day job, that you actually could have traveled the state and met all of these people? And
well, I will tell you, I have met an awful lot of them, and I met a lot of the family members, because in each of the books I have the photos. Mm-hmm. And in the second book, What's Your Number, I have the high school photos of these people from when their number was retired.
Wow.
And so that's been fascinating. And there are, there's only one now here in Arizona where there's an active coach. He coaches varsity baseball at Horizon High School. His name is Eric Kibler. He's the only coach that the school's ever had in baseball, and the field is named after him. So I show up to umpire a game at Horizon High School on Eric Kibler Field, and Eric Kibler comes out with the lineup card and shares the ground rules with us. It's always kind of fun, stories like that.
What a labor of love, huh?
That's exactly right. Yes. It sure is. And I love high school sports so much, and I love Arizona so much, and it's been kind of just a natural fit.
Yeah.
And as you know, you put a lot of time into a project or projects like this, and all of a sudden you become a de facto expert on things like this. I'll have, when I do speaking engagements or I speak to students at Northern Arizona in Flagstaff or Grand Canyon University here in town, one of the first things I always do is say, "Okay, who went to high school here in Arizona?" Mm-hmm. And the kids, you know, they'll raise their hand, whatever, and say, "Well, I went to Camelback High School." I said, "Oh, well, did you ever play in Nadine Sass Gymnasium?" And they'll look at me like I'm some sort of a freak that I would actually know that. Or a kid that went to Greenway High School. I'll say, "Oh, you went to Greenway High School? Yeah, yeah. Well, did you know that Greenway High School is named after John and Isabella Greenway?" And they'll look at you like, "Huh?" I said, "Yeah, Mrs. Greenway was Arizona's first woman elected to Congress." And, you know, there are stories that, again, they keep going on and on and on about the lost Arizona history, but the fascinating stories of the people that have some sort of personal connection to them have been so rewarding.
Yep. You can tell that you combined your two passions. So with that in mind, dare I ask what's next?
You and 1,000 other people.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Pat, I don't have a third book set up yet. I have friends of mine coming to me all the time with "Hey, what is it?" And "Hey, I have an idea for you." But I just haven't found that next passion yet. And I'm not to say that I won't have it, but it's just not sitting on the plate just yet.
No, it seems like your ideas are coming organically when you're not looking. They just slap you on the chest and say, "There's your next project."
Right? Well, and that's exactly right. And I think, you know, it's sort of like singing in the shower. Sometimes that's where you get your best ideas.
And you know,
you never know where they're going to come from. But these have both been what I would consider to be good ideas and certainly fulfilling personally.
I understand and I agree. Well, in wrapping up then, where can listeners find out more and where can they purchase your books?
Well, ScottHansonAuthor.com is where they can find the book. I also have a ScottHansonAuthor.com Facebook page, and there's all kinds of information on there about not just schools and retired numbers in Arizona, but all across the country on the Facebook page. But it's ScottHansonAuthor.com is where people can find the book.
All right, ScottHansonAuthor.com. You know, I think you're such an inspiration because there's so many people out there where they've got passion for what they do. I hope that inspires others to pick up your lead and do the exact same thing.
Well, I would certainly hope so, and I would say this for anybody that is aspiring to write a book. I think it's like a marathon. I've never run a marathon, but I can imagine what it's like to get to the finish line. And when that book is complete and finished, there's certainly a euphoria that takes over. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yep, I agree with you. Well, we will end with that. I think you are an inspiration, and I love your book idea, and I'm looking forward to seeing what finds you next. ScottHansonAuthor.com. Scott, what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for sharing this with us today.
It has been my pleasure, Pat. Thank you so much, and you have a fantastic day.